It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
It's 6 minutes after two. It's time for us now to turn our attention to our daily focus for today. We're focusing on the secular Sabbath, a term that is used to refer to just about any day that you choose to just rest and rejuvenate and just take time out. Not necessarily the biblical one, but we need some understanding as to what exactly is it. Can we really call that a Sabbath if it's a secular Sabbath? Joining me now is Elder Nachiyunde, who's going to be helping us with that. Elder Nachiyunde, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon to you and good afternoon, listeners.
What is the secular Sabbath, Elder?
Generally, the secular Sabbath, actually, according to the proponents, is a kind of rest that they have put across in terms of either at individual or corporate level, where individuals or a group of people who actually incorporate a multi-sensory experience and awareness practice for them to achieve an ultimate state of rest or relaxation in order for them to restore their mindset from their daily labor.
Okay. So are we expected to participate in this type of a Sabbath that we're supposed to practice or observe this type of Sabbath, the secular Sabbath, in our lives?
As Adventists, we are not supposed to do so. The reason is simple, because according to the proponents of the secular Sabbath, they actually define the Sabbath in terms of setting a day or a period of time aside for individual or community rest, where some activities which are meant to bring a sense of meaning or purpose are actually put across away from the religious setup. And then as they do this, the secular Sabbath keepers, they turn off almost everything to be away from the normal life. But on the other hand, they actually do not do this specifically to worship God, but they tend to take a few activities that actually give them a sense of highness in a certain way. Basically, this secular Sabbath is not specifically looking at the biblical Sabbath rest.
Okay. So in a secular context, what activities or practices are commonly associated with the Sabbath for rest and rejuvenation?
Yeah, in a secular Sabbath, they do some kind of alternatives where as they rest, they actually listen also to some kind of music that gives them that kind of a peace of mind. At times they will meet for a tea ceremony. They will take movement practices such as yoga and dance, life actually drawing classes, even body and facial works and some other activities that do not actually go side by side the normal Sabbath worship.
Do you see a need for a designated time for rest and to rejuvenate in modern society, in secular societies?
Yes, in a sense that even us as Adventists, we too need to rest. Even from the normal weekly cycle, when we look at the new start kind of arrangement for the 8 health laws, apart from the nutritional exercises and other activities that are specifically meant to make us have better lifestyles, resting is one of them. So apart from the weekly cycles where we rest on Sabbath, we can still take a leaf in our routine works during the week to set aside some day to actually rest from the routine work, just specifically to renew our minds and put one or two things in place. However, that does not mean we need to adopt the secular Sabbath rest that the opponents are trying to put across.
Just draw a line between the two, Mdala. How does the secular Sabbath differ from the religious Sabbath observances in terms of its purpose and practice?
Okay, I think I'll put two distinctions. The difference which is between the two, the secular Sabbath and the biblical Sabbath, is that biblical Sabbath observers cease from work and dedicate time to worship God their Creator, while Christians or members who actually observe the secular Sabbath equal they cease from work but for personal gratification by discontinuing themselves from this technological world. They are actually to some degree forced to do certain things they wouldn't normally do in their normal work. Then the second one, biblical Sabbath observers, apart from ceasing work and then dedicating time to worship God, they also make use of the Sabbath day to visit and minister to the needy, the sick, and also those in prisons. While the other side, these colleagues who advocate for the secular Sabbath mostly take time to go for worldly things that are not actually espoused in the biblical Sabbath worship.
Okay. So my final question, Imdala, and I'll let you go. Can the concept of a secular Sabbath contribute to better mental health and well-being in contemporary society, for example?
They may not give the ultimate rest that we find in the biblical Sabbath. To some extent, it may give a partial relief to those who may be workaholics, to make them get some kind of relief from risks of stress and depression, even other health complications which may actually come as a result of people not resting. However, the true refreshment, the true rest comes along with the Sabbath, where we worship the Creator and are rejuvenated into celebrating His life, His work of creation and redemption.
Okay. All right. I hear you. Thank you very much, Imdala. Appreciate it. Please close for us with a word of prayer.
Thank you. Our mighty and loving Father, we want to thank you this afternoon for allowing us to take a discussion over the secular Sabbath, where we are reminded in a special way that away from this secular Sabbath, we are called as Adventists to embrace the biblical Sabbath, in which we are to remember your creative and redemptive power. Help us, dear Master, together with the listener, that we may take a decision to follow your biblical Sabbath and be able to help others also understand and take a decision to follow you as their Creator. Thank you, Father, for this opportunity that you've granted unto us to speak concerning your word. This is a prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, for your will to be done. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Imdala. Appreciate your time and your insights. Looking forward to our conversation tomorrow.
Thank you. Good day.
Thank you very much, Imdala. I'm going to give you something from Claire. Claire is going to be saying, Ungofanelwe.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.